Ours to Protect. In association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information. Wexford Electric Vehicle Motor Show took place last weekend. The two-day event showcased the new electric vehicle range from local franchise motor dealerships, comprising of 27 marquees with over 120 different vehicle models all displayed in the one location. Wexford was the only county in Ireland to record a drop in the number of new cars registered this year. That's according to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, so this year's event was more important than ever. We visited the big day and spoke to Aoife O'Grady, who is the head of Zero Emission Vehicles Ireland. We began by asking Aoife to tell us more about the organisation.
Zero Emission Vehicles Ireland is an office of the Department of Transport, and what was set up last year, summer 2022, with the idea of bringing all the different government initiatives around electric vehicles, so supporting the purchase of vehicles, people all know about the grants, but also now the big job we have this year is rolling out the infrastructure to make sure that people can charge where they need to, when they need to, without worrying about that thing range.
Ireland needs 100,000 fast charging points for electric vehicles within the next 8 years. If the government's carbon emissions plan is to be met. However, currently there are just 1,900 fast charging points in the state. We asked Aoife how much of a concern this was.
Yeah, I think it has been a concern, and part of that is, you know, the first EVs that were sold in Ireland 10 years ago, they were fantastic innovations at the time, but most of them probably could only do 150 to 200 kilometres, and that kind of perception and memory is stuck in the minds. But the new cars now, like the cars we're seeing down here on Wexford Quays, a lot of those ones, if you buy a new EV, you'll get upwards of 300 to 400 kilometres on a single charge. Most people will never drive that in a day. But what we've seen is, at the end of last year, there was 1,700 public charge points across Ireland. We did a tally up in September. That went up to 2,150. So that's 450 additional charge points, almost a 30% increase in 9 months. But if people have off-street parking at home, and I know maybe a lot of people in Wexford town won't, but in the suburbs and like out of town they will. If you've off-street parking, you can put in a charger there. You can have your vehicle charged every morning with 400 kilometres. That'll sort you out for the day.
We all know how good EVs are for the environment compared to other cars. However, many people still express concern about the production of batteries used in these cars, and we expressed this to Aoife.
That battery is what's used in smartphones, in all computers and electronics, and we never kind of hear about the same concerns being raised around computers and electronics. So it's the same production system. Now, having said that, I think most of the car brands are aware of the need to improve their sustainability, and we're seeing new improvements in battery technology coming on, and better batteries with fewer rare earth minerals will be being developed in the coming years. But the one thing I would say is, for the environment, an EV, if you need to drive, most people, you know, a lot of journeys we can walk and cycle or use public transport, but if you need to drive, an EV will take out carbon emissions, but it'll also improve, there's no air quality emissions, so people driving around towns and there's sulfur and NOx, nitrogen dioxide, coming out of their vehicles, and that like has huge human health impacts on asthma. An EV takes out all of that. So if you need to drive at the moment, an EV is going to be the best car you can drive for the environment, for your health and for your local area.
A recent survey showed 70% of consumers in Ireland are considering an electric vehicle as their next car purchase. The figures show that demand for new and used electric vehicles is growing, so Aoife gave us some tips on things to consider before buying one.
If you're making a commute, like a daily commute, and it's maybe 30, 40 kilometres, talk to them about that. Work out what range the battery has. Work out if your home is suitable for home charging. And then it's really, does the EV fit into your life? Now, there'll be a few people who have very long distance commutes on a regular basis and it won't work for them, but I'd say for 80-90% of the population, if with the new EVs that are on the market now that we're seeing here, they will suit them perfectly.
To finish off, we asked Aoife to summarise what the big goal is for Zero Emission Vehicles Ireland and where people can find out more information.
What we're all about is choosing the right approach of transport for every trip. So some trips you need to drive. If you need to drive, go electric. If you can walk, cycle or use public transport, do that as well. We're at www.zevi.gov.ie.
Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.